I'm back, baby, with episode 112 of the Millionaire Mindcast, the one thing you never, ever want to sacrifice if you want to win in life.
Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment. Slowly, slowly. You fit me, telling me, love, how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I want to hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah, ya, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido más
pidiendo. Ooh, what's going on, everybody? Man, that is my jam right now. The Biebs brought the heat with this one. Despacito. You know, it's funny, my staff and I have literally had this song on repeat the last few weeks in the office, and now my wife makes fun of me because I think I'm a reggaeton rapper running around the house singing this jam, acting like I can dance. But hey, I had to throw it in there. It's been a while since I've done a solo show, and you know, that's my theme song right now. So we got a lot of new and exciting things going on, and today I figured, hey, why not take some time to talk about some of those things and share how this amazing community with the Millionaire Mindcast continues to grow month after month in downloads and people joining the community and just having massive success and sharing that success with others, because that's the whole reason I did this show. And today, just so you know, it's going to be a little bit shorter of a show than normal. We will resume with our normal Millionaires Worth Modeling After, the interviews that we do anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour with, you know, successful entrepreneurs and millionaires from all around the globe in different walks of life that are all focused on building wealth, but building wealth far beyond dollars, right? Living this concept of being a whole life millionaire instead of just being, you know, financially successful, but bankrupt, and their health and their, you know, spirituality and their giving back and their adventure and their family. They're living abundantly and like millionaires in all aspects of their life, which I like to say is the whole life millionaire, that whole package. And that's taking wealth far beyond what dollars can buy. So today is just you and me, mano y mano. And you better believe I'm going to be bringing the heat. You know, I've been sick the last few days, and it just reminds me of how grateful I am to be healthy, you know, 99% of the time. There's so many people that have illnesses or, you know, just challenges in life, especially when it comes to health. And damn, I am grateful to have my health. So, you know, all my little crying and, you know, pouting of being sick the last few days and feeling sorry for myself, now that I've turned a corner, just reminds me of how grateful I am to be healthy. So if you are healthy right now, give me a hell yeah, and count those blessings too. And if you're not, if you know someone that's not, you know, give that extra little bit of love, that extra, you know, kick of energy and appreciation and support for that individual. As always, I want to start by welcoming you to the Millionaire Mindcast, the show where I focus on all things mindset, money, and motivation to help you increase your income, impact, and influence in whatever space it is that you're passionate about, that you're playing in on a daily basis. And for those that are new listeners of the show, I'm your host, Matty A. I have got to give my heartfelt thanks for checking out the podcast. It's an honor to be a part of your day. And, you know, with the podcasting world getting as crowded as it is nowadays, I feel like everybody and their mother is getting in, which isn't a bad thing, because the good ones will continue to rise to the top and the ones that aren't will continue to drop. You know, I just want to say thank you for choosing the Millionaire Mindcast to listen in and make me a part, make our community a part of your journey of enlightenment, of, you know, growth. And that's usually what I search podcasts for, is either entertainment, insights, wisdom, connections, networking. I mean, the list goes on, but I'm not sure how you found the show or why you're listening today, but whatever brings you here, thanks for tuning in. Hey, and also, you know, if you're a returning listener, much love as always. You guys are the reason why I do this show. Downloaded in over 80 countries now, worldwide, connecting with so many different people who are reaching out, sharing, you know, their ahas in our either our Facebook community or just dropping me a message in a line of saying something that, you know, one of our guests or something I said or a resource that was shared in the community either changed the trajectory of your life or shifted your thinking in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, that's really all I could ask for. That's why this community was started in the first place. When I went to my first mastermind group, it was Millionaire Mastermind in Austin, Texas. And I surrounded myself with people that were living the life that I wanted, not only financially, but, you know, personally as well. And when I started hearing some of the conversations they were having and seeing how they were living, and really, it just made me realize that it was possible for me. So if something on this show, previous episode, today, or a future episode does that for you, that is all worth it for me. Hey, just a quick little housekeeping before we dive into today's episode. All interviews are now being hosted on YouTube. We jumped on the YouTube bandwagon, so feel free to head over there and subscribe to the channel. I'm posting our weekly interviews with millionaires worth modeling, vlogs of me and my family, conferences I attend, adventures I go on, and other wealth-building content that will hopefully inspire you or enlighten you to continue doing something bigger and better in your own life and for those that are around you. Also, if you're on Instagram, be sure to follow me and I will follow you back. My boy Tone Loke Anthony, my media manager, runs the social media account, at least from the following perspective. All posts and all comments and, you know, messages, stuff like that is me. But he makes sure that anybody that we follow, we're following back now. Trying to grow the Instagram account. And hey, Instagram finally got on board with the filters. So we're stepping our game up with some cool new stories. Plus, this is my favorite place to connect with all of my followers and listeners of the show. So be sure to add me on there at Matty Aitchison. Oh, and don't forget to join us in the Millionaire in the Making Facebook group, which continues to grow each and every week with all kinds of amazing entrepreneurs like yourself and aspiring millionaires like yourself who are sharing their wisdom, their insights, their challenges on their march to a million and beyond. And that's how we all continue to grow and have these great conversations. We've had some pretty badass conversations recently going on in there. So don't forget to find the Millionaire in the Making Facebook group request, and we'll be sure to join and add you into those conversations. And we love connecting with people. So it's obviously a great networking tool, and it's a great environment to plug into when you need those kind of conversations or just a little bit of inspiration. We're posting daily affirmations and quotes and questions and all kinds of cool stuff that is positive, right? There's just so much distraction. There's so much negativity out in the world now. When you need that space to plug into, know that you can find it there in the Millionaire in the Making Facebook group. And last, if you haven't done so already, be sure to download this month's free community resource. Each and every month, we come out with something new of value for free, just for you guys, so you can download it if you want. This month, the top 25 real estate investing books. If you're looking for some new wealth building reads, the month of May has been dedicated on the Millionaire Mindcast to wealth building through real estate. So all you have to do is text REI reads, and that's all one word, REI reads, to 44222. And it will automatically deliver to your email inbox. And you know, it's no accident that over 80% of the world's millionaires became just that through real estate, right? So whether you or someone you know is interested in real estate investing, I'm sure when we talk about wealth building, for a lot of people, real estate investing is in the conversation. And mind you, there are so many different areas and niches and channels of real estate investing that you could dive into, too many to even, you know, talk about. But these 25 books cover a lot of those different spaces. And I think you'll enjoy and find a lot of value in some of those, whether it's for you or somebody else. So be sure to get that REI Reads, all one word, to text it to 44222. Okay, now on to the good stuff. We got all that out of the way. You know, today I wanted to share a story with you that serves as a great reminder for all of us. You know, I've always been a big believer, and it's something I talk about a lot in the community with my coaching clients, in my business with my employees, in the construction company and on the real estate investing company, is integrity. And I am a big believer, my dad always taught me this, so thank you, Pops, shout out to you, that integrity, you should have integrity in everything you do, right? Integrity for yourself, integrity for the people that you're doing business with, integrity for your family, for individuals, for, you know, experiences, environments, integrity. It's a strong word. It's a strong bond that you yourself should have and hold at the forefront in everything that you do, not just in business, but life in general. And in the quest to become successful and to become rich and wealthy, many people lack integrity or resort to doing things that are out of integrity, that aren't in alignment with their integrity or just don't have any integrity at all. And it seems to be a little bit more common nowadays, or maybe it's just more exposed being in the world of technology that we live in nowadays, that a lot of people lack integrity and they get certain accolades or they obtain certain, you know, achievements through doing things out of integrity that just are wrong. And as you continue to climb, as you get more opportunity in your life, as you achieve your goals, as you acquire more wealth, I want to remind you to always, always, always hold integrity as the core pillar in everything that you do. And in this particular story, there's a great reminder for this. In Africa many years ago, there lived a great king, and this king ruled his kingdom with wisdom and might, but he was known for being a man of integrity. But he had this problem. There was no child to succeed him when he died. He had married many wives, they had tried to have many children, kept having girl after girl after girl, but none of them could give him a male child. So, due to the circumstances, he thought about it deeply, and he decided that he was going to choose his next successor from the kingdom that he ruled over. He told his town leaders to make an announcement to all the villagers about his intention to select the next king, and he requested that they present just one of their children to come the next day to the village square so he could make a selection. So as you can imagine, world traveled so quickly. All the people were so excited. This was an opportunity that nobody besides the king could ever fathom having an actual shot at, right? This was that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm sure we can all relate to having those opportunities, whether it's a wealth-building opportunity, whether it's a business or a career move, whatever it may be, that opportunity that presents it, whether it has already or it's going to in the future, that opportunity that could be absolutely life-changing to you. So the next day, as you can imagine, the king's palace and the town square was filled to the brim with children from different homes from all over the communities. And when the king came out, he handed each of them a particular seed, and he told them to go home, plant their seeds in a jar, and tend to those seeds to see that they grow properly for the next 8 months. And once the 8 months were complete, they should return to the palace, and he would assess how well they've done, and then, based on that, he was going to select the best as his heir to the throne. So there was one particular young boy from a poor home named Ike, who received his seed, and he returned back to his village. And when he got back, his mom helped him find this nice special jar, and he put some soil into it so that he could see it and nurse his seed in the way that he thought would best suit growing the crop that would win him the throne. And Ike was committed. I mean, this was a hard-charging young man. And as you can imagine, being poor, not having a ton of opportunity, this was his shot. And he made sure that he watered his pot every single day, like the king suggested. And after each month, the children of the villagers who were given the seed would gather and compare their plants. And all the seeds of the other kids had started sprouting and budding, but there was no sign of life for poor Ike's pot, despite his efforts and his daily commitment and his daily discipline to doing what the king had told him. And he was confused. He was disappointed. But you know what? He kept watering his pot daily. A few more months passed, and now all the other children's pots were really coming to life. Some had short trees growing in them. Some had beautiful flowers. Some had these leafy shrubs. But still, poor Ike had nothing growing in his pot, and the other children started to make fun of him. And they said he wasn't good enough, and he couldn't even grow a seed. They called him names. The list went on. And Ike was unhappy, he was discouraged, but still, he stuck to his guns and he kept watering his pot daily like the others. Soon the 8 months were up, and it was time for the king to choose his heir like he had promised. And Ike really, you know, at the end of 8 months, not having anything to show for, he didn't want to go. He felt there was no need to go, right? And he's poor guy, he sat down, he was crying, this young boy. And all the kids were going back to the kingdom from their villages with these beautiful plants and something to show for. But Ike's jar, nothing. And he said, I've watered this plant every day. Why should I even go to the palace? I have nothing to show for it, Ike said to his mom. And his mother looked at him in the eye and told him to return and show the king his barren jar with pride, no matter the consequences. We follow through on our commitments, Ike, she said. Ike reluctantly went to the palace where he met the other children dressed in their best and carrying their well-grown plants and flowers and shrubs, beaming with so much pride. And the wise king came out of his palace and started to walk through the crowd, looking at the many beautiful trees, the beautiful shrubs, the beautiful flowers that were on display by all of these children. And the boys were puffing their chests out, and they tried to look as royal as possible, showing off for the king, hoping that they would be chosen as the next successor to the throne. Then the king came across Ike, who was bowing his head in shame. He looked at his pot, then he looked at him closely. What happened, young man? He asked. I watered the pot every day, Your Majesty. Just like you said, but nothing ever grew. Then the king smiled, nodded his head in admiration, and moved on. After a few hours of reviewing all the other children's plants, the emperor finally completed his assessment. He stood in front of the children, up on his throne, and congratulated them all on their efforts. Clearly, some of you desperately want to be my heir and would do anything, absolutely anything to make that happen. But there is one boy that I would like to point out, as he has come to me with nothing. Ike, come here, please. Oh no, Ike thought. There must be another boy with the name Ike who grew this beautiful plant. How embarrassing. But the king directed his servants to bring him up. He slowly walked to the front of the group, holding his barren pot in shame. The king held up the jar for all to see, and the other children laughed. Then the king continued, 8 months ago, I gave you all a seed. I told you to go away, plant the seed, and return with your plant after watering it daily. The seeds that I gave you were all burnt up with fire by my servants until they were no longer useful and would grow or bear any life. And then what we did, we coated them to look like they were good seeds before we gave them to you. Now, I see before me thousands of plants and only one barren pot. Therefore, Ike is the successor to my throne. And that's how the story ended. But see, the king knew how big of an opportunity this would be for that one winner. But how would he be able to know which individual to choose? Well, for him, being a man of integrity, it was all about just that. And today, just like it was back then, integrity is vital for success. Integrity will align you with the right individuals, especially long-term success. I see too many people willing to sacrifice their morals and their values and their integrity in the pursuit of becoming rich and successful. And if you lose your integrity, in my opinion, you lose everything. And on the contrary, if you keep your integrity at the forefront of everything that you do, every decision that you make, every conversation that you have, every experience that you have, life will reward you with all of the opportunities, with all of the abundance, with all of the wealth, with all of the amazing relationships, with everything that you can think and or imagine of being a wealthy and successful life due to the fact that you lead with integrity. After interviewing and studying hundreds of successful millionaires, almost all of them say integrity has played a major, if not been the most important piece of their success. So your reminder for today is never sacrifice your integrity for anything. No matter who's watching or what's on the line, lead with integrity and let the chips fall where they may fall. We'll be back next week with more episodes of Millionaire Worth Modeling. We got some amazing guests coming up. They're getting bigger and better. Conversations are going deeper and farther. And until then, I love you all. Keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te pierdas si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.